Blog Talk Radio.
Opened its doors for another session of group therapy. Join your host, Christopher Cross, for uncut, no-holds-barred, real talk with everyday people and the best entertainment has to offer. Listen or call in and make your voice heard on this latest session of group therapy.
Hey. Surprise! Oh my goodness gracious, the man is back. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Christopher Cross, and you are on just a short bite of group therapy. When will people ever learn to just not piss me off? It is a bad thing, a bad thing. And people just don't seem to get it. That I will say what is on my mind. I can be diplomatic. I can be considerate. But I'm probably the realest asshole in any room. Like I always say, I'd rather be hated for being real than respected for being fake. Now, let me get to the bottom line of this. Well, the next 30 minutes, you're just going to hear me go off. Is you ever listen to those people who just sit there, blah, 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 talk, and they can go on for an hour, but they're saying nothing? That's my problem. And some of these people are prevalent in social justice and social media, where basically, now let me just define this little thing here before you have to move my microphone over. So excuse the feedback there. Awesome mic picks up fucking everything. Is for any cause in social justice or social warriors, I guess they call them, is there are three types. There are the people who believe in the cause and will work within the system. There are the extremists who believe in the cause, but will live by the credo any means necessary. And then there are the people who do it because it's sort of the trendy thing to do. And those are the people that can just basically drop to their knees and shampoo my crotch. Because those are the ones to bitch about everything and be the first ones to call people out, but the rules don't apply to them. And like I said, I've had something happen to me recently. It's not really the first time this has happened, but I'm just going to touch on this. Is everyone knows I work as a security guard, various venues, events, and I take personal contracts, everything across the city. And I've been accused of racial profiling on occasion. Now, let me clarify my stance on everything. Is a person's skin color to me is inconsequential. Is when I look at a person, the first thing I don't see is their skin color. It's the person. And I let their actions speak for them. I'll show you respect. You show me respect. We're good. You act like an asshole or a postmenopausal bitch, and then I'll treat you the same way. But let me clarify, when people run their mouths thinking they know who they're talking to, let me clarify something. This is a common mistake people fucking make, and just in life in general. That they think they can sum a person up after maybe 30 minutes. Bullshit. Before you sit there and you run somebody down or try to cover your own shit, and believe me, a lot of people do this, is know who you're talking to or about before you run your mouth. Like, I've been accused of being homophobic. When I catch people of like the LGBT community breaking bar rules, and that's anything from like sex in the bathrooms, which is kind of frowned upon, to grossly being intoxicated, where I have to cut them off and remove them from the bar. And the first card these fucking people play is, oh, you're doing this because I'm gay. Or, again, you're doing this because I'm black. Or you're doing this because I'm Chinese. Or the little social, as I call them, herpes sore warriors. You need to leave them alone. You're a big bully. You're just doing this because you're a bully. You need to stop doing that because that's against the law, and you can't touch them because you're just doing it because they're gay, and they're black, they're yellow, and you can't do that. This is what's been called Generation Snowflake, where everybody wants to yell and scream about the inequalities and inequities of life, but they do not and will not sit there and take responsibilities for their actions. Now, let me see here. My thing just went off here. Let's take a look here. All right, so something unrelated. Now, like, to all my little snowflakes out there, is first rule of life is if you did fuck up, like, take responsibility for your actions. Don't put it on somebody else. Don't put it on Donald Trump. Don't put it on fucking Raymond Rougeau. Fucking as the society. If you legitimately made a fucking mistake, then you need to fucking nut up and stop this. Oh, well, it's Justin Trudeau's fault that I'm a fucking crackhead. No, it's not, actually. Oh, it's my boyfriend's fault that I open my legs to every guy who I meet at the club. Or it's my girlfriend's fault that I let every bar bitch trash girl I meet suck on my knob. Everyone makes choices, good or bad. But what seems to be the cool thing to do now is basically make all the bad choices, but scream when you have to take responsibility for them. Now, I'm going to touch on Black Lives Matter, and I'm going to end this argument I've had with people. Black Lives Matter. I agree with their message. Policing needs to change desperately. There are certain attitudes within policing that desperately, desperately need to change. Do I agree with their methods? No. Does that make me a racist? In some people's eyes, absolutely. Because if I'm not fully on board with what they do, man, I'm a racist. I'm a bad, bad man. Fuck you. One of the freedoms people take for granted and seem to be abusing is everyone can have an opinion. Everyone is entitled to an opinion. But I also have the freedom to look you straight in your fucking eyes and tell you your opinion is wrong. But I at least have the brain cells, if I'm going to tell you that, at least have the God-given sense that some people seem to be missing to back my shit up. And if they cannot deal with that, then that's what you can't deal with, is people will sit there, when you back your opinion up with facts, they'll just go out of their fucking minds. Like, or if you back your stance up, they will just fucking lose it. Because if they can't combat facts and logic, then they just go to the lowest form of an unintelligent mind, is vulgarity and just blah, 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 blah. Just talk shit. And unfortunately, in the entertainment industry, that seems to be... But in this security industry, I'm kidding. It seems to be... seems to be a big fucking thing. Now, I don't know. I really don't know, just in general, the life, I like life, like all this shit. But I'm gonna go over my job. Because one thing I am tired of is all these people all of a sudden know how to do my job. And not being a loudmouth podcast, well, fuck, anybody can do that, but you need to be able to do it well, is security. Now, my job isn't just sitting by a door all night and, like, IDing people. No. I need to go up into the club, wherever I work, and patrol, and just look for problems. And if none show up, that's a good night. But, see, here's the thing. The law is a difficult thing. Is people don't understand is that I've done this for years. I have a basic understanding of the law and where it applies to my job. So, to give some motherfuckers some education here, grocery stores, malls, clubs, apartments, etc., etc., are private property. You are allowed in there to do your thing, but it is private property. So if the owners or renters of said property want your monkey ass out, it is not up for debate. It is not up for discussion. It is time to go. That's it. And then screaming, oh, it's a public place. No, library is a public place. And City Hall, public place. The corner of Jarvis and Dundas in Toronto, definitely a public place. But bar, grocery store, etc., not so much. And everyone becomes a fucking lawyer and they start quoting the law and quoting all these terms like racial profiling, excessive force, and without even knowing what these terms mean. Now, I'm going to jump back to something that's in the news recently that's happened in Durham region where this kid got the shit kicked out of by an off-duty cop. Now, first of all, if he's not a Durham cop, he shouldn't even be flashing his fucking badge. And two, if he catches him in the middle of a criminal offense, he has to identify himself. Because, like, I've had cops, off-duty cops, want to come party. They flash your badge, and I look at it. Yeah, you have no jurisdiction here, bud. Take a hike. And I don't know what possessed this cop. Maybe he had half a brain or, like, he didn't get enough dick in his ass that morning. Is he beat this poor kid with a fucking pipe. Now, honestly, that should be called out on. But I'm gonna flip the switch here. Is if he had caught them in the middle of some sort of criminal offense and did things by the book, he'd be being praised. So I'm sort of flipping around here, so forgive me if I'm not making a lot of sense. But we're going to get back to the original topic here. Now, for all you social justice little warriors and herpesaurs, is you just undermine the cause, man. Any cause you're trying to support, and if you don't know all the information, you don't know all the facts, and you just sit there and go, and again, I have to go with Black Lives Matter because there's a lot of people who are there, and these are people from white bread fucking Wonderland. And again, these are people whose mom is on Botox, their father's a dentist, and both of them are fucking the pool boy. Is they just chant that up because it's a trendy thing to do. Because Black Lives Matter is in your face. And again, whether I agree with their method, I'm trying to bring a message out there. Now, and so, like I said, I'm at a loss because I'm at a loss how to deal with these people because you tell them they're wrong. They get all defensive and, like, they need to see a fucking therapist for a decade. And if you tell them they're right, that just feeds in their over and sense of inflated ego. Like, yes, somebody thinks I'm right. Somebody likes me. They really, really like me. And I don't know. And it's just kind of one of these things that I sit there, and I'm so glad I am raising my kids the way I am. That skin color is irrelevant. You judge the person by who they are. And that includes sexuality. And like I said, I also, in that mental health issues need a bit of understanding. And so many people who don't even, like, these people sit there and talk shit. If you are like I am, and you try to raise children to be as accepting as possible of everybody, race, creed, color, sexual orientation, mental health issues, a fucking shout out and a half to you. Fucking bravo. Because in this fucking snowflake age, it is basically, it's either you're on the right or the left side. Nobody can be in the middle. Because that makes you a fucking idiot. Anyways, I'm just going to put something on here. Probably, again, I don't own any of this music. It's strictly just to fill time when I just need to do something. Once again, we're just going to hit Fozzy, and I think this is so appropriate. It's Fozzy Enemy right here on the only podcast that matters. I am Christopher Cross.
Remember me, you can't.
That was the Fozzy Animine right here on the only podcast that matters. I am Christopher Cross. Just a little shout out to the boat, my fam at the boat, Jimmy Jam, Dave, and everybody down there makes life makes interesting. To my security partner, the one who, and if I step out of line, she'll beat me with her big old nightstick, Liz. To the boys at Night Moves, especially, like I said, you guys put, like, you guys are awesome. So much love and respect for you guys. That's like Tyler, Tim, Warren, Andy, Branko, Lowell, Aaron, fucking Dungeon Dan, Layla, all you guys are awesome. Your family, much love to you guys. To two guys who are the realest fuckers I know, Joey Brown and Scott Keller, like, we haven't always seen eye to eye over Facebook, guys, and we've gotten into our bitch fits, but you are two of the realest fuckers I know. Never change. And to one of my favorite lunatics down at the boat is Keith Hamilton, the man himself who basically started the parties there. And this guy comes see him the first Friday and Saturday of every month at 158 Augusta Avenue. He plays the best. Like, he spends 2 days, man, just playing the best from the 70s all the way up to current top 40. And this guy does it over 2 days. Come see him, covers $5 the first Friday and Saturday of every month. And to, like, a special lunatic down there, and one of the best designers I know, Casey Jane. Darling, happy birthday. I'm a little belated here. Happy birthday, all the best. And I would tell you to behave, but, oh, hell, what fun is that? Now, I'm going to cover one other thing here, and this is from one of my biggest, most supportive fans. She's having trouble with baby daddy drama. We've all had that, like baby mom drama. If you've had kids. Now, this fucking moron decides that he's going to call her up in the middle of sex with his new girl, and that girl, he's only been in like a week. Call her up in the middle of sex so he can hear her, so his baby mama can hear him, like, banging this chick out. Now, that's fucking tacky as far as I'm concerned. Like, come on, man. Like, you know she's faking. That's like, it's come on. Sorry, John, I'll let you finish in a minute. You know she's faking, number one. And two, if you have to be that fucking tacky, like, dude, if I'm in the middle of sex, I don't have time to pick up the goddamn phone. My attention is in one place, and if somebody's drilling my phone off, I pick it up long enough, fuck off, I'm busy. Oh, man, people like that amaze me. I don't know, like, but again, I've been all over the place, but like I said, if you're going to run your mouth, basically, and I've jumped around, so I'm kind of like a fucking crackhead, and I apologize about that, but bottom line is, if you're going to run your mouth, especially about people, make sure you know what you're talking about. And if you're going to make allegations towards people, you're just going to be a herpes sore in the social justice genitals of the world. Take a week off and think about how you make life decisions. Because at the end of the day, you may run your mouth to the wrong person and look like a complete idiot doing it. And I rip on DJs. Well, this is what I'm saying on air to settle a fucking argument. I rip on DJs and I rip on promoters. Because I've been in this industry off and on for a good 15 years. So everyone who sits there and, oh, blah, 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 is, I won't call, if a promoter or a DJ want me to call them out publicly, I'll be more than happy to do it. But bottom line is, when I post or talk about stuff, it is based on my experience in the industry. And again, security has this one advantage. We know all. We see, we hear all, we see all, but we say nothing. I tend to be very general where I'll say it in a general sense of the word. But you know what? If you have questions for me, by all means, join me at the boat. I am security. I am the host. I am the face that runs the place. 158 Augusta Avenue. I am there Friday and Saturday. You can find me at the door or just a big scary guy in the security shirt. Love to have you down. And if you go to the door and you run into me and my partner or the person doing cover, just tell them Christopher Cross sent you. And go to the bar and tell them Christopher Cross, host of Group Therapy, sent you. Now, one thing I am going to comment on, and I'm going to leave it at this, in my ramblings, my maniacal ranting and raving, where I've been all over the place, is at the end of the day, any entertainment, especially running dance parties, the best thing a security guard can have is everybody go home safe. And I have lost friends, I have lost comrades in the line of duty protecting people. So when an over-entitled DJ, promoter, or hell, even club patron gets into my face and calls me out, I just have to remember, and I think, and this is what I remember, is they may call me a prick and call me every name in the book. But I think they also need to remember as well, is I would be the first one to try and save them if something happened in the club. That being said, my name is Christopher Cross, and you are listening to probably a caffeine-induced podcast of Group Therapy. As I said, I'm going to try and get more regular here. Just my schedule's been all over the place. And again, for the people who give me support, I love you all. For the friends and the family I have, thank you so much. And just remember, I think the secret of life, be thankful for the little things. I will see you again, people. Have a good night. And remember, if you have nothing nice to say, oh, hell, say it often. Night, everybody.